We're live. Hey, we're live. How's it going, everybody?
Hi, Chris.
Oh, hi. Hi, how are you?
Mr. Newhouse over here. He's got a new house.
Wow. And is it not obvious by my remarkably plain unfinished?
I think it looks great. He did freak out a little bit before. Obviously there were issues, like, because when you set up the computer, you get a whole issue or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, because this is the first time I've used it even since I moved. So
I went downstairs because I forgot to grab my tea. I should get like a, you know, like one of those things where they give you money. I'm drinking this shit.
Job?
No, not a job. I have a job. I'm talking a Liquid Death. Rest in
brand deal sponsorship.
Yep, I drink it all the time. That and Lego. I don't see. Well, Lego doesn't need me, and I know that. That's fine.
Yeah, Lego's been there before you, and it'll be there after you, buddy.
It'll be there when I get tired of Lego. I don't think
it'll be there. It'll be there after we're all long dead. That's the Lego has. How long has Lego been around for?
Hundreds of years. Several hundreds of years.
I do want to clarify to everyone that I just moved in. So I'm by the way, I'm ecstatic about the studio room. The only thing is the ceiling is outrageously high, which
mine
is cool,
too. My whole house is like that too, dude.
Yeah, but I don't have anything behind me. I'm gonna get a real proper, you know what I mean? I'm gonna make it look nice. I'm gonna have like one of those streaming thing. I'm gonna get like a neon thing. I'm gonna get great lighting and like, man. Oh, I'm gonna get a big neon light that says like keep calm, chive on, green.
Okay, yeah. Neon. I mean, Brooklyn Skulls. I gotta shout out Brooklyn Skulls. Like right away, had a Tom's Trips tank top made, which is the funniest fucking shirt I can think of.
Yeah, that's great. Whoever that was, they said they would send them to us.
I know we should get Tom's Trip shirts because I think we could look really good in them. You know, it's a good logo. It's almost as good as. Did you see the nudist logo? Did I ever show you the nudist logo?
No.
Let me see if I have it because the nudist logo is so bad.
Okay, oh god, like what do you mean the nudist logo, like for
it's
the
their
the
logo
brand? what do you mean their logo? Who?
It's like, you know, the rainbow flag, and then there's like several. That's
I see for like the movement.
Yes. That's the logo. There is that
what
it's bad looking, right?
Doesn't have a dick or a puss on it.
Well, it's got the sun coming up over.
Like, but when you think nudist, what do you think of? Let's be honest, everyone. Be honest with yourself.
They won't. They all the nudists think it's like, yeah, this doesn't have nothing to do with sex. This
nah,
doesn't
you're
have
thinking
nothing
about,
to do with dicks and balls and stuff.
Stylized Uruguayan flag. Is that true? I don't want to talk about. I don't want to talk about Uruguay because the only thing I know about them is football. They're you right. know I don't. And I don't want to talk about football right now or even think about it in any way whatsoever because Manchester United and the Whitecaps both got killed.
I love both of those. I love the teams that beat them. So that was a big thing.
Who are they?
Who
beat them?
Uruguay and Canada. Team from Canada.
Nope.
A team from the major MLS beat them. Columbus Crew, right?
No, it wasn't Columbus Crew. It was a LAFC, actually, defending champs. You know, good team.
Well, that's good. LA's a good team for me, too. That's, you know, I am with LA and Canada, all that stuff. So this week, I thought we'd try something new because Tim Tom on our Patreon.
Hey, shout out Tim Tom.
Tim Tom, I love you. He sent me something in the messages this week that I had never heard of. I would guess that none of you have heard of this either. It's called Caught Red-Handed. And what it is it's like a reality show from like 2010 about loss prevention guys. So it's like these guys at work doing, you know.
Oh, I forgot about loss. Yeah. We do so many guys that I completely forget about some of them until they get brought up. Loss prevention guys were so good as well.
I know, it's great. And it's great that it is it that there is an actual like TV show.
Yeah, and when now was this on TV?
I can't even I'd have to look. It looks like a Discovery thing, but it could also be like one of those free channels. You know?
Yeah, I'm not sure. There's a new subscriber. Do you want to read out their name?
Tom Dobb.
No, the one before that. I'll do Tom Dobb. Hey, Tom Dobb.
79AWR372ZTQ. Thank you for you know.
That's just such a despicable. It's so rude that name.
It's funny though to do that.
It's so rude. It's like the rudest name I've ever seen. Making them read that, making the streamer read that out. It's really diabolical. I got to give them credit.
I love it. Caught red-handed. It doesn't show like True TV. It's a True TV.
That makes sense. That makes sense. By the way, we got Grid Chalk as well subscribing. We also got Psy 1257.
Yeah, telling you. I'm telling you, Brooklyn Skulls, you can make some money off them Tom's Trips tank tops. And then.
Oh, wait. That was Brooklyn Skulls?
Yeah.
Brooklyn Skulls. Those shirts are great. I love that shirt. Where do you live, Brooklyn Skulls? Is it in Brooklyn?
Can you put your address on here? But, oh, shit. True TV was sued on October 30th, 2012 for allegedly stealing the idea from Harry Dunn and Steve Bloch.
I felt like it was a Dunn Bloch fucking kind of concept. I was feeling that. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Dunn Bloch. But this, I think, could be very fun. Because you know why I like these shows? Because they take them seriously. Like, so
yeah,
we're looking at this through the perspective of the loss prevention guy, and it's a TV show, so they're amped up loss prevention guys and probably acting a lot
too. Yeah. They're like hamming it up for the camera a little bit, you know. So they're being even like they're like being more ridiculous than they even normally would be.
Yes, here it is.
Red-handed.
Hey, you!
Agents.
Let me turn that down. It's, you know, when you watch these TV things.
Oh, my God, that first time. Wait, can you go back?
Yeah, I'll go back. Ready?
That was the loss prevention guy. He was running so slow.
Let's see.
Watch how slow he's running. Watch how slow he's running in the beginning.
Right now on Caught Red-Handed.
Hey, you! Stop!
Agents try to thwart brazen shoplifters at a Miami surf shop.
Yeah, she's making a move. Go.
The only thing.
Oh my God! So they're throwing in like the bikini. True TV joint, like Spike TV, same sort of thing, right?
I do like this. He's making a move. Like they're really doing like.
They know their demographic. Slappy Dappy subscribing with Prime says, "I'll sub one more time if Chris calls a hot poisonous one more time. I don't know what I'll do." Okay, so
you're hot. He's a hot guy. Flat Broke Gino Desconte gifted a tier one sub.
Hey, thanks, Flat Broke Gino.
Estro Genius. Thank you, Flat Broke Gino Desconte.
Thanks, Flat Broke Gino Desconte. Slappy Daffy, when did I call it poisonous instead of venomous? I used them both.
I use them both interchangeably. Actually, I just say hots now.
Yeah, I've been corrected a number of times.
And then everybody around me says, I don't know what a hot is.
You have to explain it. you always have to.
Yeah, all right.
Crazier than their crimes are their excuses.
I was ready to pay. I was about to pay.
I don't got nothing numbers, dude.
You got the damn hat still on your head.
An undercover investigation.
What is she doing?
Reveals an ingenious scheme.
There is.
We got a bogey here.
We got a bogey. Whoa, folks. We got a bogey. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So hang on a second. But this is the thing that I'm worried about. I do believe this is not real.
this is not real. No,
that's what I think. That's what I think. I think it's all staged. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see.
Catches agents by surprise. Get him, Ty. Get him, Ty. Get him. Hey. Uncaught, red-handed.
That's two guys.
Oh, we got a sub here.
DevOps champion.
Yeah. 7 months.
South Beach, Miami's number one attraction. Every day, thousands of tourists from all over the world walk the Lincoln Road Mall, making it one of the busiest spots in South Beach. Cool. And in the heart of it all sits Surf Style, a trendy beach apparel outfitter.
Okay,
so that's interesting because, that's interesting they chose a surf shop. When I'm starting to think sometimes a certain thing that will be worn out to the surfing at the beach, etc., might be a certain type of bikini type of a situation.
Oh, I love a bikini. So this call one of these stores trendy, because I can see right now that this is just a store at the beach. Like at Venice Beach Beach or something.
It's like a tourist shop, you know? Like, yeah. It's like some shit. Fucking, yeah.
Despite the store's best efforts, they've recently suffered a sharp increase in shoplifting.
Oh, this is not real.
This is it. This is paradise, baby.
Loss prevention agents Richie Mastoni and Tyson Smith have been sent in to...
These couple of cue ball motherfuckers. Well, wait a second. Do you think these guys are real loss prevention LPOs?
I do.
Or do you think that these are actors? Or do you think that they, like, what do you think?
They got hired.
They're actors. Do you think they're actors?
I don't think they're actors. I think they were.
You don't think they're actors? No. Then how are they pulling this off, brother?
Oh, they're so good. No, I think that they were like, what I think they are is loss prevention people who were like decided to make themselves consultants. And now they do a TV show. Now they're just guys from a TV show. They're not loss prevention, but I think you got to do some loss prevention in order to do this, right?
No, this is a Lou Bag of Freak. Caught red-handed takes a close look at the daily life of a loss prevention agents as they apprehend shoplifting suspects. In May 2012, the producers issued a casting call for actors to portray shoplifters on the show. At the end of each show, the credits reveal that the show consists of reenactments inspired by true events.
Oh, this is great. This is too much.
So basically maybe loss prevention people have told these stories and they're doing these like reenactments with actors.
Yes. That's what it looks
to
like.
To investigate.
This is like sport, yeah.
Avi? Yes. Hey, Avi, Richie, I talked to you on the phone.
Oh, whoa. He's standing up on a thing, right?
Yeah.
This store is
Can you imagine that reveal? Like, they're both like 5'2". Okay.
Very popular and does great business. But shoplifters are killing them.
According to the numbers, it's a big, huge problem. It affects your bottom line, you know?
The owner, Avi, tells me he's even got a bigger problem. Tens of thousands of dollars of merchandise, mostly high-end watches, are disappearing before they even reach the shelves.
Whoa.
From what you're telling.
Mostly high-end watch. Those are some high-end watches.
So this whole story has like kind of like a subplot as well. That like there is the shoplifting, but it's like some of it might be coming from inside. This is like a pretty interesting story. Oh. It's cool because the truth can be stranger than fiction. I know people are saying, "Oh, hang on, stop."
I was
hello. Sorry for bothering you. I want to offer promotion of your channel. Viewers, followers, views, chats, bots, etc. The price is lower than any competitor. The quality is guaranteed to be best. Flexible and convenient. Order management panel, chat panel. Everything is in your hands. Turn up. Yes, we'll have it. Four. Yep.
Thank you.
I'll take two. Please email them to me, please.
I'm broke. I need you, Socialist Tinka.
I'll get one for you. You need to pay a little money to don't ban. Oh, okay.
I'm a bet you only have to ban them. Unfortunately, we have to ban them. The deal's too good. If we don't ban them, other people will take them up on it.
Telling me that smells like ORC to me. Organized retail crime.
Oh, ORC.
Oh, ORC.
People who steal in bulk, sell in bulk. They sell to swap meets and street vendors who then sell it individually to customers. It's a lucrative racket.
In my experience, ORC is usually an inside job.
What?
This is the perfect spot for a camera. First, top security company, USS, is setting up some more cameras around the store.
Okay.
What you got for us today?
This way we can track
what you got for us.
To make sure it's going
yeah, from the camera. To the
so right what we're going to want, we're going to want one guy. He's like kind of like got a cop vibe and he's kind of like telling you how it is. And then you got another guy who's kind of like, I'm going to yell about it after. And they want and we need them both bald, please. And we need them both not to look very good. This is an interesting show because I used to watch shows like this a lot. It's hard to watch it because it's so fake. I know.
Let's just check a little bit more and see if we can see it.
Let's see a little action first.
Yeah, we need some fucking action.
There you go. Anything in this general area that's going to catch it. Plus, I got to ace up my sleeve.
So what time is everyone's breaks today?
We have Agent Julie Castudio working undercover as a new employee.
Ooh. Hey, girls, there's no price on this. You know how much it is?
If there's a corrupt employee, Julie will flush them out.
Okay.
Right, grid shock. Shut the fuck up. Brian and I are both. I'm not completely bald, but I like don't have that much hair. Brian's bald. I'm
a bald guy.
There's no bald shaming. Chill.
I like shaming bald people.
Yeah, I like shaming people about everything.
Yep.
He's over here. Two guys standing right beside the door.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's suspicious.
How this watch is looking?
And hey, listen, in my experience, guys stand by the door, that's trouble.
Yep.
Brian, imagine you and I, Brian, doing like loss prevention. We would have such a good time doing that.
I could do it.
No, I know, but it just sucks. We could never do something like that because we live in American Canada. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like, because if we lived in the same city, it would be like fun to like get a job like that. And like, you know, we wouldn't take it seriously or catch anybody or whatever, but we'd like mess around.
I always said like that a really fun thing to do would be to like you and another person.
Yeah,
get a job as a manager at Arby's and just tank an Arby's, like just fucking totally kill the place over like a short amount of time.
Just lay. Let's go tank an Arby's.
Yeah, let's go fucking knock an Arby's down. Sell drugs, you know, just all kinds of shit.
Just kind of.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah, yeah. I always thought that was funny. I like the two things because like that's. My Jerky Boys thing was always like, how cool would it be if you could?
But I don't think you could do it because I think they'd fire you before you could fuck it up too bad.
Yeah,
right?
But it would be funny.
In the midst of if you like tried really hard before it like got up the line, like they would take a little bit of time. Like you went like a hyper mode. Nothing illegal that would get you arrested, but everything up to that line, you know?
Oh, I tried to get fired for like 8 months from the cable company. Like I had to end up quitting because they wouldn't fire me. They fucking what happened was like,
in my experience, cable guys can. Well, I'm just saying everything I've seen, they can be pretty wild and still keep their jobs. That's all I'm saying.
I got killed once when I was a cable guy up on a big satellite. But so. Mm-hmm.
Did he die in that scene?
He was killed on a big satellite.
Did he die in that scene?
I think he did.
I've seen that movie a number of times. I don't recall him dying in that scene. No, he didn't. Did he?
Cable guy.
He's alive at the end of the film. Yeah.
I just searched. Did cable guy die? Nah, it's Larry the Cable Guy. That didn't work.
Larry the Cable Guy died?
No, it was a
rest in peace.
The cable guy Jim Carrey.
Hey,
guy.
Get her done up there.
Okay. Damn it. Now I gotta go in the plot. Okay. Did he die? Somebody in the chat tell us if he died. Did he die?
Who?
Cable guy.
No, he lived.
Skip Douglas from the cable. Okay. Well, he came close to dying at the end, right? So anyway.
Yeah, did this.
Nice karma. It's like, who did who die?
Lou Bega Freak's like yelling at you now, and rightfully so, because he's like, I already told you that he's alive. We discussed it. He'll never die. He's still alive now. And in fact, they probably should make a sequel.
I would love a fucking sequel. So when I worked there, like, you know, I've told the story about how I broke my wrist and was out for all that time. You know what I mean? And when I came back, the plan was, okay, if I get fired, then they'll have to pay me unemployment for a certain amount of time. And
gotcha.
If I quit, they won't. And I had to get fired. So I went in there, man. I did everything I could. I fucking ripped the siding off of a guy's house and fucking was, I just did so much stuff. There was one point where I fucking.
Everyone, can you just hang on a second? Well, be careful here. What are you about to admit to doing here?
All kinds of shit.
This might be one of those situations where a lot of people got mad at you on a recent episode when you, I think it was on the Shocktober, actually, when you were talking about how you think people should be able to be on their phones in movie theaters.
But no, so like the plan was go back, get fired, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
I go back and I'm just doing like,
but what did the person do to you? But like ripping off the siding, it's like, I get that you're trying to be fine, but you have to destroy someone's property. Like that person didn't do anything. The
company
to
has to pay for it. Who cares?
Okay. Company, you know? Company pays for it.
They
okay.
get the new piece of siding. It's one piece of siding. It was cold out and okay. I went to stick a P-hook in there and it took out like a big chunk of it, so then I went to pull it out and the whole piece of siding came off. And normally you'd go up and knock on the door and be like, hey, I pulled a piece of siding off, but instead I just left.
Yeah, P-hook. Yeah, everyone's like stopped on that. And it actually made it sound really, but it sounded gross to me because I started thinking of a penis hook and you're like, you pull it in and rip apart, and I started getting a horrible image.
So basically, I tried to get fired, and like I did so many different things that could get you fired. And it was like really smart.
What else did you do? What else did you do that could get you fired?
They did quality control checks on a lot of your stuff, right? And like this was so simple. If you leave the thing that you're supposed to screw on outside, if you leave that loose, you fail a quality control check. Like, it doesn't matter if you did everything else exactly right and beautiful and you did all the stuff, you fail. I wrecked two trucks. I fucking...
Wait, sorry.
I wrecked two work vans. I lost like...
Hang on. What do you mean you wrecked them?
I wrecked them. I wrecked one into... I was...
Like driving? Like, you got it? You like wrote them off?
Yeah, there is actually a fucking picture of me on the night that I wrecked one of the vans having a panic attack because it was trick or treat night. And I'm holding my daughter when she
wait. You wrecked the company van on Halloween.
Yeah. Well, I didn't wreck it as much as like I there was this like big dip ditch in this yard, and I just fucking drove down in it and bounced out, and it broke on purpose. Axle. Yeah.
On purpose?
Well, yeah, because I thought that part would be funny. I didn't think it would break the axle. You know what I'm saying? I thought it'd be funny to do the it's not my van. So anyway, I lose like seven.
Wait. You're alone in the van.
Yeah, no, nobody else was there.
Was
I just
there people around was there no. Did it have like the company name on the side of it?
Oh yeah, it said Insight Communications on the side of it. Yes. I did also read the guy's Corvette. That was when I first got the job. I wasn't like actually trying to get fired.
So who's Corvette?
So I was at this apartment complex, and
this is fucked, man. I'm almost thinking like whoever's watching the stream, because this is like you should be talking about this on the pod, you know. But this is like
so
good.
I go like so basically I'm sitting in this apartment complex. And I just disconnected somebody's cable. They were moving. I wasn't even a non-pay. It's just you go up and you disconnect it and you leave. I jumped in the car.
Yeah.
I slammed it in reverse. This is 9/11/2002. I slammed it in reverse.
9/11?
Yeah, it happened on 9/11.
How come everything's on like October? Is that just so you can remember it? You do shit on like really fucking.
No. Like, no, I'll say that the trick or treat thing might have been like the 29th or 30th. It might not have been Halloween. I don't remember when.
You just remember that it was like in the Halloween season.
Yeah, there's a picture of me from that one. You know,
what do you mean? Like
I'm holding my daughter in my work uniform, freaking out. Like, you can.
But is the van in the background of the photo?
No. I had gotten off work and gone home, but I was freaking out.
So there's not a photo of the actual incident, just from the day.
No, I had gotten home and I was freaked out that they were going to drug test me. And I had all kinds of drugs in my system. So I'm like freaking out about that. So anyway, like, on the Corvette thing.
Can you hang on one sec here?
Yeah.
And sorry, everyone. Can you actually also stop telling the story? Because I don't want to miss any of it. I'll be back in literally 1 second. 1 second.
Chris has to go find something. Da-da-da, but you wanted. I did want to get fired. I'm not at that time, though. At that point, at the point where I wrecked it, and I didn't fail the drug test because they didn't drug test me. I don't know why they wouldn't. And the drugs I was on was painkillers for like 3 or 4 years of it, which are out of your system kind of quick.
I just smell burning, like really strong. That's burning. Stroke.
That's, yeah.
No, I'm fine physically, I think, but I just figure out where it's coming from. Sorry, continue.
I slam into reverse and the car won't fucking go. Like, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening? So I get out of my van to find out why my car's not in reverse. It's because I had driven up the hood of some guy's fucking Corvette that he had covered with like a one of those things. And I was like, fuck. And he came running out of the fucking house with a beer in his hand. He's like, I'd fuck him up. But like, him and another guy came out. So I just locked myself in the van and called my supervisor. And they were standing outside my window like, I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to fuck you. And I was like, hey, man, I it's my fault. They'll pay for the whole thing. But my work just ended up paying for it. They didn't even drug test me. That was the thing. They never drug tested me.
You were on drugs.
I was at that time. I was really addicted to pain, like opioids. And then later on, it was weed. But like, so when I wrecked the other van, that was the other thing. They just let me go home.
And was your man? Yeah, that's a good question from Rivka. Was
my manager was totally fucking taking pills. All
was on pills as well. Pilled out as well.
Period of time
where everyone was on pills.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah,
that makes it easier to get away with it. Yeah, that's certainly. Yeah,
they weren't drug testing me. This is like the early 2000s. But anyway, I do all this stuff. I do all the small stuff that would get any normal person fired. I'm taking.
What are you, Blink 182?
Yeah. The small thing. I'm taking every Saturday off because I'm supposed to work Saturdays, but I just call off every Saturday. And so at the end, I go in for my thing. I go for my thing and I sit down for my review. And they're like, you're doing great. We're going to give you the biggest raise we can give you. And so I was like, they're never going to fucking fire me. So I just
You hated it. You hated the job.
I fucking wanted out of there so bad. I didn't want to do it anymore. I was like, it was really bad for my like anxiety and shit. So I just took the rest of the day. I don't know why they let me do this, but I took every single day off that I had left. And then on the day I was supposed to come back, I quit.
So you're one of the you're a real, real good employee.
Oh, I'm a big problem, man. Really bad meetings too.
So it's like it's good that you were able to sort of make your way in like a place where you could sort of earn your own money without, you know, working, because it might be hard. You might not be able to get a great reference from them. That's my point.
Company would never give me a reference. Only like 8 drills.
You know, like, yeah, so it would be hard for them to give you a good reference in their defense if I could defend them here.
I mean, I had to get out of there anyway because, like, I was working there. I quit in 2009. Mm-hmm. And that was like the fucking tail end of like no GPS for jobs like that. You know what I mean? So if I had stayed there even just another year, they'd have put GPS in my van and I'd have fucking been, you know, they'd have been watching me all day. The way it was when I worked there is you did your work and then you went home and took a nap until the end.
So, but you could have got fired easy.
Yeah, that probably would have been easy.
Yeah, if you waited it out, you could have got fired when they got the GPS in there, because you could have just gone to the nudie. You go to the nudie, the peeler bar.
I once saw a guy. One guy fucking was like, I tried this too. This guy was like talking all week. He was like, next Tuesday, man, the Madden game comes out. That's going to be sick. It's going to be so.
I wonder what year it was.
Probably 2003 or four. I don't know. But he's like, it's going to be so fucking sick. Right. And that's all he talks about. He brings it up in meetings. He's like, you know, where we might get some extra internet calls because the new Madden comes out like next.
Yeah. Week. Yeah.
So the day it comes out. The
only thing he's thinking about.
The day it comes out, he calls off and they fucking fired him because it was like, dude, we know.
They knew. he was too obvious about it. That's funny. But yeah, Paul, take the drive to work all the way to work van all the way to hedonism too.
Okay. I did do a lot in that work van that should have got me fired. I actually took it out one Saturday night just as my vehicle to drive around and go to bars and stuff like that.
Did you ever? What? That's with the, like, it had the.
And it said inside communications. I was like, really big. I really didn't fucking. It was the big vans the cable guys drive that have the ladder rack that pulls off and then down.
Yeah.
Take the ladder off. I don't remember what the model of the van was. They kept giving me new vans after I wrecked old vans. Like, I'd wreck a van and it'd be, here's a new one. Like, all right. They liked me a lot there. Like not as a worker.
Well, yeah, you're a really likable person. Yeah, so I get it. You can get away with a lot, but I don't know, man. If you were like all pilled out, wrecking a bunch of my fucking vans, you know, I might let you go.
Yeah, I mean, they I think they would have loved to. I mean, I fucking squared up to my manager, like, as in, let's fight. On a Saturday morning one time, and just was like, Randy, I will fuck you up. And like, we were standing like face to face, ready to fight. And he didn't do fucking anything to me. They didn't even take me to human resources or anything. They're like, oh, guys, calm down. Get out there.
Lou Bagger Freak in the chat said, I think this is the best place I can share this. Well, yesterday, my buddy reminded me that when we were 21 or 22, we went to a strip club in Columbus, and there was a stripper there named the Pole Assassin.
I wish I knew which club it was. Maybe I went there.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, right. If there were naked ladies, you went there, buddy.
There are clubs here that I didn't go to.
For anyone who doesn't know, we found out, Brian, how many times have you been to strip clubs?
25. Would you say 25, maybe?
Would I say 25? No, because I haven't been.
I've been
25 times, so I would not say that. No, that's a lot.
No, I went to a lot of the ones around town. Like, I went to Private Dancer, Cahoots, Rachel's.
Hey, Brian, how you doing? Hey, guys. Gold. Everyone's stopping, like, cheers, like the fucking cheers. Hey, Bri. Like, everyone.
They didn't know. Well, they knew me at Sinbad's because that was like kind of my home strip.
Did this guy just say he had a home strip club? Like,
one I went to. It's like start the night, you know?
You guys heard that, right?
Let's start the night off at fucking Sinbad's, and then maybe.
I'm Joe. It's perfectly reasonable for you to have been to a strip club more than 25 times. Totally normal. But for Brian, despicable. Despicable behavior. And I can't explain to you why. There's no real reason.
Should we look at Tom and Bunny, or should we stick
Let's watch Tom and Bunny. Let's watch Tom and Bunny. Wait. Let's go a little bit far, like in the middle of the episode, see if we can watch some action.
I'm glad you brought me to Miami.
Oh, God. He's being heated now.
You don't have to wear shirts in the store?
So...
How many arms do you say you're supposed to have? Not that many. Let's see if this guy's going to stop them. Uh-oh. Remember what they're wearing. If you don't keep an eye on how many items someone takes in the dressing room, you can't control what comes out.
I say we at least keep our eyes on these two.
Oh, of course you do. What else you got?
I have a bad feeling about that guy in the black shirt because of the fact that they keep showing him in very obviously negative light.
Hey, what about this? These two right here. What about them? See it? That's an open bag.
Yeah.
Check him out. What's he eating?
It's chips, bro.
Looks like chips. You're not supposed to have that open bag in here. What else you got?
You're not supposed to have that open bag in here.
Look, that guy's back over there by the dressing room.
Oh, he hates this guy.
I just happen to be over in the neighborhood.
Who's this? Is this one of them? Listen to some of this.
Okay, this is not about loss prevention, Brian.
No, this is about two creepy guys.
This is horny guys being creepy about sex. We don't want to watch that. Let's watch a little Tom and Bunny.
Creepy weirdos being weird about sex. What's Tom and Bunny up?
Yeah, come on.
Let's see here. We got Tom and Bunny are going to Paradise Lakes Resort.
Oh, what is this? The newest one? This is from this week. This is from this week.
Yeah, that's just they're just doing ads now, you know, because this one is for Miss No Swimsuit, which they seem to do so much. But
okay, so let's go. Let's go. Yeah, what's this one?
That's Colette. That's where the sex Tom was. We got Houston.
Have we not watched?
Houston tour a real New Orleans. Have we not seen New? I don't think we've seen a New Orleans one. New Orleans.
I mean, it says if we've looked at it.
Barbie. Right? Let's do Colette. Oh no, we did Colette.
What about the Trapeze Club?
We did that one.
Oh, we did, really?
Yeah. This. All right, here we. I love the opening.
Hey, smell. Spell checker Jones subscribing with Prime.
It looks just like Tom.
Hello, everyone. We're Tom and Bunny, and today we are coming to you from
not as Tom. Bad. Maybe the
Tom.
This is...
Tom, can you give me a second, Bunny? Hello.
Tom
Bunny is absolutely looking great, I gotta say.
Isn't it one of her best?
The outfit is fantastic. She's got a glow about her, you know. Tom, on the other hand, is redder than ever. His neck is so red.
I think he spends a lot of time like naked outside.
Look at how red his neck is. He might have a condition.
You might have skin cancer.
No, Brian. No, I'm not. Hey, poops on you. Poops on you. Subscribing to your one says hello. Hello to you as well.
That's a good branded polo.
Recreate. No, that's a good one. That's a Tom's Trips polo. That would get you. Yeah, he's literally a redneck.
What?
This thing you could $200 he could charge for this on the black market.
Oh, people would buy this for sure. People would buy
that Tom's Trips, like real proper branded content. You could put that on eBay, probably get a grand for it.
Not even just like it's what's the word? It's embroidered. It's not like iron on or anything.
That ain't cheap. That ain't cheap. No, and there's not that many of them either.
Big Payback even pointing out it might even be sweat wicking polo.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it is. Bro.
Maybe.
From the Big Easy here in New Orleans, Louisiana.
Yes, it is. It's a little loud tonight because it is Carnival. 1 week before Mardi Gras. So as you can hear, the bands going.
We are bringing you inside.
She didn't wear like a show your tits kind of outfit for Carnival. Did you notice that?
She doesn't have to.
I know, but you know, you always want to.
Colette Club New Orleans with a special access video tour of the club. You're hearing all the Mardi Gras commotion going on right now in the background. So it's kind of cool that we can kill two birds with one stone.
Right.
Here.
Once again, this is another great, great club.
Have you ever been to New Orleans?
No, I have not. No.
Bourbon Street is, and I'm saying this without any exaggeration,
the worst place in the whole entire world.
My mom told me something similar to that. She was not a fan of that place.
No, it's, well, I walked through it once. I was there for a wrestling thing and I walked it and I was just like, this sucks, dude. It is crazy what's going on there.
Yeah, but, nasty place.
New Orleans is good though. New Orleans.
Yeah. No, she liked New Orleans, just not.
Right in the middle of downtown New Orleans. There's plenty of parking, plenty of hotels, and very, very welcoming. Great club.
Colette is the only on-premise lifestyle club in New Orleans.
Yes, it is.
And we're going to take you into a building that was built in 1856.
Yeah. It's a little older than we
are. Oh, there's probably some Abraham Lincoln coming there.
I don't like that.
What?
Well, I want...
Think of the cum that was in that room.
No, I just mean, like, when I'm doing, like, if I'm at a sex club or whatever, I want it to be a newer building.
I don't even know why.
No, they don't look great either, but it's just the idea.
They do always say on premises, Verb Abrams, and we're not. I think that means that you can suck and fuck there. I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they never call them an on premises strip club because there's no sucking and fucking.
A little bit older than we are. So,
going to the same sex club that Franklin Pierce used to go to.
Listen to how loud this.
I know people are honking in their heads.
This has been an award-winning club for the last 3 years by the Angle Lifestyle Awards, and they also do vlogs like we do at OpenLove101.com with John and Jackie Murphy.
Yes.
On-premises means they have hotel rooms, maybe, but they do mention there's hotels nearby.
Yeah, and
it seems an odd thing to do, but maybe.
We need to find these other bloggers, Jack and John and Jackie Milfy. It's a good name. It's a good name for them. I don't want to click openlove101.com because I don't. Well, I clicked it.
Tuba Pudding Jr. is.
Oh. Chill.
And they just released a book, Swingers Lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So why don't we come on in? We'll show you the front entryway, and we'll go from there.
All right, come on in. I'm going to open the door for you guys.
Oh, it's so nasty.
Yeah. Why can't they get a fucking place where the walls go to the ceiling? Is it at all possible to get walls that go all
why
the
are they why do they none of them have ceilings? I actually don't think that we've seen any with ceilings.
I don't either. They all have, like, they're all built like a facade, like a Hollywood.
Yeah, you need a lot of airflow. That might be it. For odor control. Now, this is a nicer looking lobby we're looking at right now, but when they first walked in, you could see it was a nasty, dirty place. It's just, there's the lighting is
on everything.
Yeah, the lighting is smartly low here, and so it allows it to, but it looks a little classier.
Yeah, there's a ton of mildew in New Orleans too.
Let's check this. Probably not on this 190-year-old building, though.
I'm Franklin Pierce's first titty club.
That person in the chat who's a big fan of Beta Judaki, but yeah, is also seems to be a fan of a Red Bar as well. It's very, it does just seem so strange.
Beta was good. And here's
Beta's the funny. I love Beta.
And Red Bar
is hilarious. But she's great, but I think that's the same person who did it before.
Robot Ghost, Tom and Bunny are the top swingers in the country. Really, people are asking who Tom and Bunny. If you make a thing like a hierarchy of swingers, Tom and Bunny are the fucking tippity top, and then there's a power struggle between him and another Tom from San Antonio, but we can't get into that.
We don't have time for it. We simply don't have time for it.
And they are great lovers. Brooklyn Skulls is they're great lovers, and you know, they just show us what the swingers look like. You know, Tom once fucked for 4 hours straight. There's a lot of stuff with these guys.
Here is the entryway in the office that you would check into at Colette. So you do all your stuff either online or you can actually pay right here at the desk.
Yes, you can. And once again, this is a great on-premise swing club. Bring your finest. Dress your nicest.
They do have a dress code.
Yes, they do.
Business casual for guys. They like nice either jeans or slacks. No tennis shoes, no baseball shirts, no baseball caps, but more button down.
Right.
Ladies. And
ladies, dress how you're feeling comfortable.
That is so wrong.
It's unfair.
For men, you have to dress business casual. And then they're like, ladies, you can just wear pasties if you want.
Ladies, you can come with a bag. Just please, ladies, please.
Ladies, please come to the show.
Please come. It gets fucking weird when you don't come.
Did they really say no baseball shirts? I didn't catch.
Yeah, they did say that.
Why would you have a baseball shirt?
Dr. Nutwell subscribing with Prime. Yeah, no, I think they just meant baseball caps. I don't think they specify you can't have a baseball shirt.
I thought they were talking about baseball jerseys.
They did say that. No, they said that. They made a mistake.
This place is not bald friendly.
But make it a little sexy. Make it a little fun, flirty. Bring your best.
Absolutely.
Bring your best.
So once you get checked in here, you go right into the nightclub.
Yes, you do.
Let's see it, baby.
So come on in.
Take you onto the nightclub here.
Man, this place is some shit.
This is
always that lighting. It's always the purple lighting. Okay, here we go.
Wide open space here. This is a BYOB club. Mm-hmm. They do have all the mixers provided.
Explain that for the 7 million.
Don't explain it again. Everybody understands what that concept is. You bring your own liquor and they have mixers. Just please stop. It happens all the time.
Always BYOB. And they always have mixers.
And we might have to get a little bit closer for the light because it is a little dark in here.
It is.
So
it is really dark.
Actually. You know what's an interesting thing? Someone should let them know they can do editing.
Yeah.
So they can just go ahead, hey, restart the scene. And just come back into the right lighting and then just start.
I do have to say that, like, the actual room they're in doesn't seem to have any lights. The purple is back further. This part of the room right here where we're looking at
kind of looks like a bathroom, but it's not.
It does look like
it's a bathroom, like a bathroom at a warehouse. But I think it's like a sitting area.
Level very, very high with the nice, low lighting.
Nice, sexy vibe.
Absolutely. And
it's dark.
When you come in, you'll bring your bottle to the bar. We're going to take you over to the bar in just a second. They do have a live DJ. As all of our videos, we don't have any music because of copyrights, and you want to be able to hear us talk about the club. They have a lot of couch seating in here as well as bar stools. And
you can't come at bar stools after last week, you know. I wouldn't say any because last week the place had so many bar stools. Like
it was the most I've ever seen. most bar stools I've ever seen, actually, ever.
I get that I say I do it in the dark. What I'm saying is that there's no lighting at all. It looks like they wanted to close this part of the club off to me.
Yeah, it doesn't. I guess low light is good, though, you know, in this type of a thing. Everyone's a little sexier in that low light, you know what I mean? Hides those imperfections. I don't know. I don't mind it in this. If I was coming to this type of place, which I, of course, we've established would not. I were to come to a place like this, I would want the light to be low myself.
Burger Krang, I'm sure we're going to find out if there's gum allowed. I doubt it, though. They're always complaining about it.
There's a lot of couches, so I would say steer clear of the stilettos.
Yep.
There's a lot of leather couches on this one, and it sometimes when you get real hype, or sometimes if it's just like, well, you're having sex or whatever, you'll end up climbing up on there.
Yeah, you'll start upright digging table, your heels
so
in.
People can actually get comfortable and talk, and as we say, it's the prelude to sex.
Right. Now, what I love about Let here, yeah, it's baby. Very... To me, it's very sexy. I like the red curtains, and it just makes it a very nice, comfortable, appealing atmosphere.
Bunny gets turned on when she watches the Muppet Show.
What about that big, gigantic white wall with the awkward cutout that literally looks like a fucking warehouse that's turned off at night? What about that part of it? That's sexy to you?
That's
a
the
warehouse
part
turned off at night? What are you talking about?
I don't get that room behind him. It's just blowing my mind. Like, not one light. Not one.
Well, maybe there's supposed to be lights, but because it's not, you know, maybe when it's on, but it seems like they're trying to show it in its, yeah, like you're showcasing the club for this huge YouTube channel and this huge fucking company, Tom's
Drink. Orleans, it's very artistic. You see a lot of art on the walls and everything.
Right. Oh, yep.
So that's awesome. That also brings up the erotic atmosphere.
That it does. So come on. With all the
I love how he just says it's very art. It's kind of artistic. Like you see art on the walls. Like that's not really like, no, it's not artistic really.
It just gets you fucking going.
There's just pieces of art on the wall. It's not.
Here we
so
go.
So we're here with Tom's Trips. And this
oh,
is
we know. Oh my God, that's the worst fucking workstation. He said that.
Wait. Wait.
Worst setup I've ever seen.
Wait. Don't show that. Don't show that.
We're here with Tom Trips. This is our workstation.
Wait. I don't understand. Oh, like they're just set up there so people show up there and then they're like, hey, you want to go travel around and do this?
You want to go to Jamaica?
You ever think about if you were having this kind of fucking situation while you're in Jamaica?
For an entire week?
You know? Not just
one night. That's one thing, but imagine you can suck and fuck.
Imagine you just stop doing anything else.
For tonight. So as people come in,
this workstation is so sad.
This is fucked, man. Like it only has a little stool at it. It doesn't even have a chair with a back, does it? Oh no, it does have a chair with a back, does it?
The banner they had to turn
it. They had to drape it over the thing, so it's like folded. You can't like you'd have to like come in like what does that say? Palms. Oh, Tom's Trip. So you have to like smooth it out, you know. Yeah, there's people like behind there just like having anal or whatever on that fuck white couch that just looks like, look at the fire extinguisher up in the corner, brother. Yeah. That is terrible vibes. Right around the corner, you got Tom fucking and Tom's Trips like doing a sales pitch and the fucking fire extinguisher and this fucking warehouse bathroom door and you're fucking humping on this nasty white sofa. This is actually fucked. People are saying it's not artistic.
The guy is standing there talking to Tom Strips, just like kind of cranking on his hog slowly to keep it going.
Well, yeah, I mean, fire. I understand. I'm serious about fire safety. I'm just saying it's not sexy. It's not sexy. You know?
The hatch in the ceiling.
The hatch! I just saw the hatch.
Buddy,
there's a fucking attic. Oh, some fucking guy like just could come and down while you're having sex. Oh, what's going on down there? That is absolutely. This is fucked, man. This place is
running Ethernet cables while everybody's sucking and fucking underneath.
This place is like low key. It's like not as like it seems like it's like good on the surface. I think this place is like the darkest of them all.
God, Twig Music is right. Love going to the sex club to have a guy ask me for my email address at his little booth. That's the worst booth I have.
You're trying to have sex. Instead, you're like freaking gig sale. Like that's a nightmare.
Tom's head popping out of the hatch.
No, Tom would this love to get there. He put a little hole in there. He's like, I like to watch. Tom likes to watch. If you are new to the stream, Tom talks about it a lot. He's a voyeur. He's
also been super horny this video already. Like, first he's like, it's very artistic in here, which is erotic. Leads to sex. He says erotic, man.
Yeah. They will be coming up to us and we'll be doing some prizes, giveaways, and a chance to win 7 free nights in Jamaica, Mon.
Don't do that, Tom. That's problematic.
It's inappropriate to say "mon" like that if you're an old white guy. Certainly not appropriate for you to have it as your name. Certain someone else we know. Yeah, I guarantee you got to know Tom. Tom and Randy Mon know each other.
Yes, for sure. He probably, Randy Mon probably calls Tom Mon. Hey, Tom Mon, how's it going? Like a white as snow.
I wonder if Randy Mon has ever fucking had a run it.
Maybe.
I mean, it's crazy because it's not far. You're like, oh, that's wild. But that is like 100% possible. 100% possible.
So come on, let's go see the bar.
I'm trying to get a look at the prizes on the table here. Do you guys see? I can't make anything out, but
like it's really fucking fucked up looking. It's like it, things. There's a mug there.
Oh, this one is kind of erotic though when you look at it.
Okay, hang on. Right now, yeah, this is a little bit erotic. This is okay. I wish they could
hide the cords at these places. They've always got the, like, this thing is just plugged in over here. You see the cord. You see another cord running over here. It's like, hide the
cord. Of course, but that'd be ideal, but we can't, like, listen, you're not going to get, this place actually looks like just like a bar. You know what I mean? I mean, it has bad lighting and stuff a little bit, but.
You're in a playroom in a minute.
As far as what we usually see.
My forte, not because I'm an alcoholic, but because of my background.
Yep, she was the bartender at our last club for 17 years.
Yeah. So I love the layout here. Once again, it is BYOB. You bring your alcohol, they're going to serve you your drinks, and they provide all of your basic mixers for you. Thanks. And once again, don't forget, it is gratuitous to tip your bartenders.
I think that's wrong.
Not what you're wanting to say, but I still love you, buddy.
Yeah, buddy, I still love great, you,
buddy. It actually went the way you were trying to say it's good, but you actually said it's bad. You said the opposite of what you were trying to say.
It's gratuitous.
That's actually, you tried to say it and you fucked it up so bad that you actually said the opposite thing by accident.
Now, remember, when you're at a club like this, it is best to not overindulge.
Correct.
As we say, overindulging inhibits stiff plumbing, but also, nobody likes to be around a drunk.
No.
The way he just said those words was crazy. First of all, he said it inhibits the plumbing.
And oh. He's saying he's looking right at Bunny.
He is. He's got a,
and
like
Bunny's like, not because I'm, and oftentimes, I don't want to say, but like a lot of times bartenders do drink a lot. Obviously, they're surrounded by it all the time. They could drink for free, you know? So yeah, look at him right now.
I'm going to go back like 5 seconds here because I want you to hear how he says this. Catch this.
The way he looked at her here is really, really alarming.
Now, remember, when you're at a club like this, it is best to not overindulge.
Correct.
As we say, overindulging inhibits stiff plumbing, but also nobody.
like, this is the thing, man. The camera is there. You got to speak to the camera. You're speaking to the audience.
Yeah.
But at this point, he can't even because this is so pointedly him speaking directly to Bunny.
Yeah. But the way that he said it inhibits the whole name, but also, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bad. I just
inhibits the plumbing.
Inhibits the plumbing. Also, single 1 year VIP membership for this place, $4,000. Not bad.
That sounds like around a drunk.
No, you're here for a good, fun, sexy vibe, not for to get drunk and crazy.
Yeah, drink sociably and have a great time.
Right.
It's not.
All right, so let's take you on to the dance.
Fucking tell me what to do. Maybe I want to come here and stumble all over the place.
No, I'm telling you, yeah, they have some contempt. Yeah. For that lingering stare, yeah, Lord.
You don't want to be on the video, duck down for just 2 seconds. We don't care if you're on the video, but there are clubs that don't have
this person's. I hate when they do that.
Yeah.
But if you come in and somebody is working at their job, fucking stop and start again and just fucking go in and be like, hey, you know, we're filming, so if you want to be on, don't fucking, this is completely duck down.
Yeah, duck down, hide under your desk. Hey, can you hide under your desk for a minute while we stand here and say words?
Well, he's done this a few times now.
DJ, and this, we're actually standing in the dance area. They do have lighting, a dance pole,
lighting,
as well as the bathrooms are right off the dance floor. So when you come in here, if you want to know where the bathrooms are,
if you're shaking around too much and it makes you have to dookie,
this guy is all about
shaded there.
Dookie, yeah, he's always. There's the bathrooms over there. If you shake a duty out.
That's yeah, the lights are way too much. I agree, nice marmot.
This wall right, this is, I don't know if it's like on purpose. I know this is probably on purpose, but it doesn't look like it's on purpose.
Might have maybe right not now, been I'm on purpose here. At first. And then
the like, DJ plays music. How long do you play music for? Until 2 or 4 in the morning? 3 in the morning. 3 in the morning.
So neither. Neither of the awesome ones music. You said.
Two times you said.
The adult.
Oh fuck.
Oh no, it's just right up here. You still yeah.
Yeah, I yeah, here we are. Now they're staring at that awful wall.
Or so when you come in here, if you want to know where the bathrooms are, they are right behind.
That's where you can shit.
The DJ plays music.
Is it a guest?
Play music
I love this.
2 or 4 in the morning. 3 in the morning. 3 in the morning. So he was playing awesome music
wrong.
Last night. We were here last night.
I love what
it
Tom's
was a
wrong.
Good, sexy vibe and crowd the around music. The bar here. And so yeah, we looked.
They fucking never tell you the. I would love to know the music that's going on in there for some reason.
I think it's just like class, you know, top 40.
It's like bad whatever. Company. Because a lot of these guys are.
Oh yeah, you're right. It might be like an old wedding style, like playlist type shit, or I don't know.
Bad company to the day I die.
Forward to tonight and check
hair out. Metal would be really good.
Bring it out, and we get to actually party with everyone tonight.
Thank God.
Yeah, we don't have to stand
so around the dance floor. They also have more seating.
She said,
more
"Thank God, she's looking to get D'd down tonight." That's fair to say, by the way. I'm not being rude. They're both looking to. They're both looking to have sex, definitely. But she seems like really. She's like, "Thank God, like." Finally, like maybe she hasn't had sex in like one day because that's a long time for them.
Ghetto Whale says playing LMFAO till they demand I stop. I went to a strip club in Atlanta the last time I was there, and they fucking played the best music in there, but it wasn't like a regular, it was called the Claremont Lounge. I think people have probably heard of it. Some people have, people in Atlanta know
tables for the drinks. And everyone knows in the lifestyle, the connection is made on the dance floor.
Little bump and grind.
Little bump and grind, little yeah. Sexual vibe.
Little ladder right here. There's a ladder right here in this back little area.
Well, you need to have a ladder. Yeah.
Yeah, you can put it up in a thing.
On in there, the ladder. A little touchy-feely. Yes. It's a little awkward to just walk up and rope someone, but on the dance floor, it's a little easier to get away with.
Little handsy, little prelude.
Little handsy and little sexy. So come on around here. We're going to take you to what everyone wants to see is the playrooms.
Yay! Give it up in the chat.
That's
give it
all
up in the
we
chat.
Want to fucking see. That's why we come here.
Give it up, everyone. That's what we're here for. We don't care about any of the other shit.
Playroom supercut one of these days.
Fuck yeah.
Now, the playrooms up here are upstairs on the second floor. And
you can hear people fucking going off up hell there, yeah. You know? You're standing downstairs, you're like, that's not just the bass bumping, that's the ceiling.
Yeah, that's the ceiling as well from like
gross paper thin mattresses they have upstairs laying on the floor.
Mm-hmm. They are actually very nice. Just stay right there. We're going to walk past you here.
Just stay right there.
They're ready to open up tonight, so everyone's coming in. So like many buildings in New Orleans, they are very narrow. Long.
Well, there's the cable splitter right there. You probably want to have, you don't usually want to have a splitter inside. You want to only split in one space. You usually would be outside. Sometimes you bring it on the inside, but you don't want to put a splitter right there in the middle of a run between two outlets.
But can you agree that it would get you fucking horny if you did see it?
Everything is just out, right? Like,
on and multiple floors. This one yeah. Happens to be 2 floors for the club and We're going to go ahead and click the video off here. We're going to.
Oh, so they can do it.
I am.
Yeah. It just shows not to.
For you that are afraid of the stairs, don't worry. They do have an elevator.
Yep. Yes. There is an elevator, but we're going to take the stairs.
Yes, we are.
And so we're going to click off here. We're going to run upstairs. We're going to restart the video up there. No one wants to look up Bunny's dress going upstairs.
Lying motherfucker.
I'm going to get feedback for that one. All right. We made it upstairs.
Oh, yep. This is a sexy looking room already.
Okay, so yeah, this is hot now. This room screams sex where they are right now.
Close to getting hard on right now.
Buddy, this is good stuff. I mean, it's not a hospital. No, it's not a hospital. It's a sex club. What are you talking about? It's not an old age home. It's a sex club, sexy sex club.
So we're gonna take you around. We're not gonna take you through the whole upstairs on this one because it's very condensed, so it's kind of hard on the camera angles. But we're going to do the best we can to get you the most out of this club as possible.
The rooms are so small.
Yeah, they're all just stuck together, just sucking and fucking, I guess.
This is called the library. So follow us in here. We're going to take you into this.
Okay, this is a room I really like.
This room here makes you feel like you...
The camera right now.
The camera's totally blurred out. The camera's completely blurred, everybody.
I know. It has been.
There's no... They've lost focus.
Went back in time.
Oh, my God. No. You can't... The cameraman's got to be like, hey, it's out of focus. Hang on, I got to fix it. He's just such a red blob. He's like dark red in that one spot under his ear. Under his ear is like, looks like right now with the blur, it's like he looks like he has an open wound under his ear.
He gets out of breath walking up the steps. Sloppy Batman did say he says he went 4 hours. But he seemed like ready to take a nap when he got up those stairs.
But who knows how many times he fucked already today.
That's a good point.
The haunted mansion.
Kind of, but without the haunted part.
Oh, no. Something keeps pulling focus. So I want, like, the lights, maybe.
It fucking makes me so happy that it clears up and they're like, oh. And then it just goes out of
the double unfocus.
Erotic mansion. We'll rename this the erotic mansion.
This
library.
Is fucked, man.
And
oh, we're back.
With this, they have couches, but anything goes up here.
Uh-huh. Oh, not stilettos, though.
Oh. Yeah, except stilettos. Oh.
Damn, there's a flub coming up in like a few weeks on Guys that has to do with that button.
Oh man, who was it that we were? It was the wine episode. Right?
Horrible about it. Riley from Trash Future was on for the Wine Guys episode. Oh,
it's the fucking best. Honestly, it's so fucking good. It's like unlike any other. It's not like one of his standard flubs.
It's a new kind of flub that you'll never forget. Like, hopefully,
and Riley's like. What the fuck? Because it's like, anyways, I will say
Riley a question.
Basically, yeah. We'll spoil it. We'll spoil it just for the Brian. Yeah. Say it for just the people here.
So
yeah.
My door was open and my wife got home from a walk and they were just talking up there. So I fucking ran over to shut the door, and we had asked Riley a question. Riley's talking about wine.
Riley knows, like, he's like, I don't know if you guys know Riley, but he's so smart and he knows everything about wine. So he's like talking about like really serious stuff and like giving us a lot of information, you know?
And again, it's wine. And I fucking get up here, I sit down and I leaned my head forward and my fucking bill of my hat was just like in the middle of what he was
cuts him off. Cuts him off mid, like telling like a serious. It's like in the mid, and he's just like, "What?"
It looks like we're goofing on him. It is really bad.
It's fucking brutal because, like, yeah, he's just like, "Oh, okay." Like he understood afterwards, and it was fine, and everything. But he's just like, "Yeah," he's like, "Oh, okay. Do you want me to stop telling the?"
I felt so bad. And the fucking bill of your hat just happens to hit the fucking soundboard button that is perfect for the exact thing that you're doing.
It was really, he might have even been talking about French wines. I think he was talking about French wines. I'm not even joking.
It seemed like we were goofing. It was so bad. I was so embarrassed. I've never done that ever.
You guys can listen to that episode. There's a couple of them coming up where I'm like, just I'm they're so smart.
Yeah,
like,
we got a smart.
They're telling us about, like, we had Jesse Thorne on as well.
Oh yeah, that was very fun.
That was like, he's so smart and like so and I was really like, you hear me just being so dumb. You guys are gonna yeah, Jesse Thorpe.
Jesse Thorpe from Bullseye.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And he's like the smartest guy in the world. And yeah, there's
Rivka, we would do anything to have Tom Sharpling on, guys. Like, literally, oh, yeah. I would do anything.
Oh, we could. I bet you he would come. I bet you we could get in contact with him.
Let's see if we can figure it out. Yeah, that would be really cool. I guess I could ask, like, Will or something.
I will say this, that at the beginning of that episode, I said to Jesse, are you like a menswear guy?
Yes.
So, you know, like, what's your relationship to menswear? And by the way, he, like, started one of the biggest, like, menswear sites. And so, yeah, like, it's just like, has a lot to do with it, for those who don't know. So it was really, really humiliating for me. You guys are gonna love it.
Oh man.
Yeah, we got some good ones coming up.
So while it looks very upscale and very like mansionist,
it looks very upscale and very mansionist. He said, listen to this. I'm gonna go back like 4 seconds
here. It's here mansionist. It's
here, like, yes.
Similar to
scale, like, very like mansionist.
the way he's like building up, like, you see his brain, like, he's getting redder. He's like, his head and shit is turning redder as, like, thoughts start to, like, fucking boil up, and then he's like, mansionist. Like, he's
like
building
a mansion.
He's building so hard to it. Can we watch it one more time in slow motion, please?
Mansion like.
Yeah. Mansion like is what he's trying.
There's got to be another way to do that. All right, here we go. Okay, here he goes. Yep, and then we'll slow.
Let's go 50% on that.
50% on that.
Yeah, there we go.
And we're gonna go.
Just play. Anything goes up here. Uh-huh. So
he went back a bit too far, but it was great.
Anything goes up
here. Yep.
Wow, okay. It looks very upscale and very like mansionist.
He's like, when he starts getting it, it's like, fuck it. Like, you feel him powering up like a video game character. Just a mansionist. Power up, because he's like, it is hard. You can't just be on a video saying a word that doesn't exist. So he has to power himself up to get the strength to do that. Even
mansionist is, I mean, that is something. That is a word.
That's badass. Love mansionist.
I love you, Tom.
Yeah, why don't they do a second take?
A lifestyle club. So you can get naked in here. You can play in here. You can do whatever you want. This is a great fantasy room. And by the way, you can do anything you want throughout the whole entire club.
Correct.
So
so you could actually go down and talk to Tom and Bunny and jerk off at the table.
So you could fill out a form. Get on Tom Strips while you're getting your ass eat.
Yeah, you could stand at the Tom Strips booth workstation.
So what's the point of the playrooms?
This place is different, you know.
A lot of people ask that question. And no, it's not. You walk in the door and it's an orgy.
No.
People look just like us and they're having a great time.
But I do love this.
Wait a second. Is there anyone who looks different? I don't want everyone to look like that. It's okay if you guys do, but Can we have some different looking people as well?
Oh, Tuba Pudding Jr., you're totally right. I mean, Tom's naked ass sat on those couches.
Oh, that's crazy to think that, like, in any given night, you could go there and sit down on there and somebody's like anus, like bare anus, like pressed up against, like, that's like, yeah, I probably wouldn't sit down. I wouldn't sit down naked anywhere.
I don't sit down because, I mean, what's really going to happen? You know what I'm saying?
You get a disease or sick or something.
Well, yeah. No, it's just your asshole went where an asshole went. Not a big deal. You don't eat out of your asshole. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's definitely a way to look at it.
That about me was like public toilets. That's what broke me of my I'm afraid of public toilet situation was when somebody was like, well, it's not like you're fucking eating off of it. You're putting your ass on it.
Oh, I won't sit down on a public toilet.
Well, I mean, the ones I sit on are very rarely used.
Yeah, I will not sit down on one ever.
So comfortable.
This room, I love the feel.
You know that flush is going to eat up all your turd, and that's the thing I like about it.
Well, the ambiance is great. Just kind of makes me imagine guys sitting here with their whiskey
and cigars and cigars.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yep.
And dildo, like, now there's just guys up there with like dildos in their hand.
Classic guys with their whiskey. Yeah, I mean, I guess they're talking about it because it has like that lamp and the like. It does. It kind of has a shitty kind of whiskey guy vibing kind of room.
I mean, you're not licking the couch when you sit on it. You know what I mean?
I still I don't want my body to touch like somebody else's ass fucking shit or whatever.
Serious. And this is no bullshit. I would touch asses with somebody. I mean,
like ass cheeks, like whatever. Ass cheeks, like
maybe really hard. So the whole.
Nah,
gets clapped.
I ain't going to press holes. I ain't going to press holes.
I guess it's just, I take such good care of my hole.
Yeah, that's like a so bidet. Do I, but I don't know anybody else how well they take care of theirs.
So you could sit after me.
The bookshelves and all the art on the wall. And
oh, I wish I could see what books are on those shelves. I'd do anything. Well, there's no books, really. It looks like a bunch of pictures.
Is there like that's just like a wedding photo up there?
Yes, this is really, and it's tall, tall ceilings and the brick wall and the draperies and everything.
Now, like, again, what we said before, we're not going to show the whole thing, but the other room that I'd love to point out is right off to the off of here is a theater room.
Yes, we turned it off because we can't have nudity on YouTube,
but it looks like an actual little theater. It's got like little love seats with tables.
Yeah,
so for those of you that have that fantasy of having sex in a theater
without actually getting arrested, check out Colette.
Yeah. Wait, a theater has theater seats.
Yeah. It doesn't.
Doesn't have coach.
One. Number two.
They don't have tables at a theater. You know what I mean?
And I don't think anybody's like, oh, gee, I always wanted to fucking fuck in a porno theater.
Yeah, I think people go do that.
Yeah, I think
if they have that thing, I think they just go do it.
Yeah. Oh, I've always dreamed of going to the movie theater and fucking and sucking, but only a porno movie theater. It's there.
Live out that fantasy.
Now we're gonna bring you down this hallway over here.
One time I did a sex thing in a movie.
What? You put your dick through the bottom of the popcorn thing?
No, I didn't. But I did get. I did have a sex thing done to me at a movie.
Oh.
And it was, nobody else was in the theater though.
Ah.
Completely empty.
I have this always thought in the back of my mind, and I don't know why I always think this is so bad.
Want another movie?
What?
Crimes of the Future.
Oh.
Not that long ago. Sorry, continue.
Look at this fucking guy. I saw Natural Born Killers in a theater and it was packed. It was like fucking opening night, and me and my girlfriend were just making out through the whole movie.
Oh, that's fucking. That's
we're in the front row, too. So it was like packed, and I just felt like nobody was paying attention. And it was just so weird when I think about it now, because I would never do that.
Oh, yeah. The idea of like doing that in a crowded theater, like those people who are just fucking making out like just so hard
with the smooches and stuff. Like heavy French kissing.
No, that ain't me. That ain't me.
Get through the whole club, but we'll just give you a gist of some of the areas.
Let's see it.
There are other. Now, this is away from the nightclub area. Now, they do have music up here. But there are some other couches up here. So if people want to get away from the loud party vibe and really get to know a couple, they can come up here and actually chit chat. Drinks are allowed up here. So you can, I mean, because they make sex. It very free.
Correct.
To do what you want to do.
And there are a lot of people out there in the lifestyle. I'm going to almost.
Can you show a better playroom, please? Like, can we fast forward, like move forward a little bit? And see?
Playroom.
Because that playroom was bullshit. There's no bed there.
There's no gross fucking. Here we go. What's it? Oh, okay. He's pointing. Here we go.
Semi-private rooms.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go. We love these.
And then there's another lace curtain, so you could actually open the lace or the inner curtain to make it more see-through. And what people like is we explain that. How do you know that the sheets have been cleaned? We asked the question last night. If you see pillows on the mattress, that means the sheets have been changed out in the center of the mattress.
Okay, well, then I get it.
Wait a second. What if someone just puts the pillows back? What if someone just puts them back in that way?
I trust that they're doing it. What I mean, the other thing is like, they just know somebody brings new sheets. They don't know like where the sheets came from, or.
And they do have an attendant that goes throughout here.
Throughout the night.
And the minute they see somebody leave, they are in there changing the sheets.
Correct. Oh. And then we are going to bring back here.
That's like a job that, like, if we could get AI or something to do any jobs, like, that's the one we should be trying to work on getting it done with AI. Seriously, you know, like, not any of the computer stuff or TV stuff. That's what we got to be working on.
Yeah, I don't want these.
There has to be some way to have that person no person to have to do that job.
Go up at all, but. They have an actual window here displayed. I don't think it's going to show up because it's pretty dark in there.
It is dark in there.
But there's a huge, 10-foot round mattress. I know they had to have made custom sheets for that sucker.
Right, right.
But they do have seating area, but this is the exhibitionist voyeurism room.
Yes.
Oh,
that's the Tom room, baby.
That's why Tom all of a sudden has a big fucking smile on his face. Look at him. This is the first time he's lit up and actually gotten engaged, really. This is his fucking place, man. This is where he feels at home. Yeah, Tom's so excited. Tom is horny right now.
Here's 100%. A Google review of the place from Dirk. One small shower that is located in the men's bathroom. 1 out of 5 stars. Come on, man. That rereading that review made me excited for Guys Plus to come back now.
Orgy room.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a little of everything.
Oh, I think that you could have quite a big orgy in that room.
But as always, like every club, no means no, no touching without asking. You need permission. So when you come to a club like this and you see people in there playing,
of course.
You still need to say, do you mind? And let them say yes or no.
Right,
and please do, because if you want to be asked to leave really quickly, that's the first way to do it.
Correct.
Sexually now, assault someone? Yeah, here, I would imagine. I think you would have to be dealing with the police as well.
It's going to definitely be against the
police. We're going to have to ask you to leave.
I like that.
I love that idea. You don't have to participate with other people. However, you have to participate either with your spouse or yourself, I guess.
It stops the looking.
I just picture him sitting at that little table with that little sheet just fucking beating off at people on the dance floor. Just killing it.
Yeah. Just shooting his dick up with every kind of liquid he can find.
getting mad when people come up to ask him, what's Tom's trips? He's like, give me a minute. Yeah,
fuck off.
Yes, and they want people to be dressed down, and they will actually ask people to either participate or move on. So a lot of people ask us in the videos, and they actually go to clubs that actually supply that as a feature.
Yes, they do. It, like I said, it's a much more comfortable for everybody. You don't want to be sitting there having a good time and being right in the middle of having sex and getting sexy and have people standing there with their clothes on.
Like they're rating you.
Right.
Judging
like 10,
you. 10, 9. Yeah. Now, back wait, here, wait, they wait, do wait, have wait, lockers. Wait,
but if they're standing there totally nude.
That's better. That's not
just that standing over you, like completely nude, just like leering at you. Then that's like, now they're making you feel comfortable.
Nice, yeah, I got you. Nice Marmot said, here's a koozie. That is what they're hanging me out, right? Tom Strip's koozies.
Oh yeah, yeah, koozies, or probably koozies.
Sir, you better start wanking. You'll have to leave, Robert Mack.
Now they will loan you a lock for $10, yeah. And when you
they make you get your dick out and start playing with them. we're gonna need you to start playing with yourself in some way. Or we're gonna have to ask you to leave. That would be a sick club. You have to be doing sex or jerking off.
Guy doesn't have a hard on. Hey, what's going on over there with that?
What's happening? Sir, can we talk to you? Can we talk to you over here, please? They bring you into a room.
We saw you sitting in that stool, not jerking off.
We saw you with a completely flaccid penis on the stool over there. We're just wondering what the heck's going on here.
Turn the lock, they'll give you your $10 back. That's actually good to know because a lot of people don't bring locks.
No.
And
no, the locks, they actually open the locker for you.
Right
here, you just go down to the desk where we came in, and they'll give you a lock for $10. When you return,
this guy loves locks, man. He's fucking obsessed with locks.
Locks, yes, you leave at home.
Locks,
we leave them at home all the time. We are opening a new lock from a dollar store every day. We look
every day. I told you, these fucking, they are nuts, man. They fucking, they've lost more locks than you've ever thought about in your life. These sick fucks. These are the nastiest people. We love them, but these are truly the nastiest people. They're nasty.
They do it all.
It's okay to be sexual, and I don't want to shame or anything, but these are just disgusting people.
Now, they do have a women's bathroom and a men's bathroom up here, so you don't have to go all the way down to the nightclub.
I'm always good
bathroom.
With the bathroom.
So they actually have four bathrooms at this.
That is
wow, they very
do supply
cool.
Basic condoms. They do sell packages that have better condoms and lube.
I'll take the basic.
I'll just go with the basic. I'm not super serious about my contraception. I'm just like, I'm like into it, but not like committed. I'll go with the worst one.
Like asking for the Best Buy.
You're wondering how they're better. The better ones are just like they work all the time.
The house condom.
I'll take the house condom.
I'll just use two of the free ones.
I'll take the house condom, please, if I could.
Condoms. I'll take two of the. I'll just use two of the free ones. Yeah, I don't need the, you know, ribbed fur.
But once again, don't. Don't go to a gunfight
with a knife.
Right. Bring
your
own.
Condom.
Yeah, bring your own. Especially certain people. And certain people, they probably won't even have any of their size, if you know what I'm saying.
Somebody's got a really long.
Somebody's got a long and thick one.
I mean, while clubs provide condoms, they're just providing the basic necessities.
Correct.
If you need Magnum extra large, don't go to a club and ask them for it. Go to Walmart.
Oh, that's where Tom gets
it. It gives you a specific store of the best that has the best deal. Little throws it in there. Go to Walmart. You also don't want to be going to any of these other places. They're gonna get you over at any of the other major department stores. Walmart's gonna have your best deal on those extra, extra large. This guy, he's got a long, thick one. But my question would be, Tom. Do you want to maybe look for a new brand? Is there a possibility? Because I've heard you go through those things.
Grab a couple 40 pounds.
Yeah, you need 40 of them for one night.
I love that he says go to Walmart.
Well, like I said,
everybody's body is different. Wait,
go, here, go. Does he specifically say that he buys it? Can you go back just a couple of seconds?
Here it goes.
Like I said,
for Walmart. He did a little plug for Walmart.
A little plug for Walmart.
You don't have to plug Walmart. If that's where you get the Magnum.
Like I said, everybody's body is different. Your body's going to react differently. So if you have issues, bring your own.
Bring what's comfortable for you and your spouse.
Everybody's body is different. Some people have normal looking skin and normal sized dick. Some people have red skin, big dick. You know, it's
because you don't want problems later on.
Nope.
And we've touched on that in one of our other videos.
Oh, yeah, we have.
So, along with our vlogs, TomandBunny.com, check out OpenLove101.com with John and Jackie.
They've done many videos.
They are an award-winning blogger. So we joke around that we're going after their award, but they're way beyond us.
And she also won the award for her book.
Her book, Swingers Lifestyle. So you can see that on our website. So you can actually buy that book.
Yes.
And let me tell you something else about her, Tom says. Imagine Tom's just like, and let me tell you something else about her. Pussy tastes incredible.
Right, pussy.
Imagine they did that. You know what I mean? Like when they were talking about their friends and they were like, and he's got a huge uncut one. You know what I mean? I would appreciate that. I wish swingers would do that more. Like that was acceptable in the lifestyle.
There's rewards. I don't know what the awards are, but Tom and Bunny have won some awards too.
Tom
awards.
I think Tom won longest and thickest. The Dick Awards. I think at the Dick Awards last year, he won longest and thickest.
He won most injected.
Most injections of a substance that was never.
And they said his dick is mansionist.
It's mansionist. Dick is mansionist, man.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys on Tuesday with. Fuck, I don't know. I don't remember.
What do you mean? We'll see you on Tuesday with... we won't. Oh, yeah, that's the new... Yeah, I thought you were saying Shocktober. We're recording on Tuesday with Felix and Mike. Maybe. We're recording... Oh, okay. We're recording with Mike, definitely. And we're doing Man Cow. And what is the next episode? Look it up.
I'm looking. I think it's audio files, right?
Oh man, audio files.
October. Oh no, dude, it's Halloween, guys.
Oh, of course, it's Halloween, guys, with Nick Lutzko. Yeah, that's the king of Halloween, the man himself. That one is. Get ready to talk about inflatables.
Yeah, and Brace, yes, Brace will be back. I promise. We will have him back, many times. He's the best, and he's good. We'll see y'all.
That's so good, Paul. That's why.
We'll see you guys next week. Goodbye. All right. Let me
I'm gonna do that.